Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-hosts Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker down,
it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you?
Population Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Watkins, what's up, buddy?
Hey
welcome
buddy.
To the show,
what's
my
up,
man.
Buddy?
How's
so
it going?
Good
to have you
we
here.
We have been wanting to do this for a long time. As friends of yours, fans of yours, you are so good. As the only
as
white...
As far as white guys in the...
All Negro wave, you are the best.
That means so much.
You're the good. Best white guy in the All Negro Wave.
You guys mean that?
Yes. I mean it. You're so... the best comedian who can play a saxophone that I know.
Just stop it, guys.
But by the way, I know we're joking around, but what Jay just described was two shows that you are a part of and an integral part of. The Goddamn Comedy Jam, of which we participate in every year at Moon Tower. I can't wait to go to Moon Tower with you and do that.
It's gonna be so much
fun. We have a great song that we'll do with you guys. And it's just so fun to be on stage with you and performing it. It's like, again, it's a blast. And then to be the judges of the roast battle is just so fun with you guys. Anytime we can make a comment that gets you guys to get up out of your seat, it's incredible.
And saxophone for Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we also love. Three shows that we participate
yeah.
with you.
And you guys do stand up on the spot.
And we do stand up on the spot.
I get Daniel on.
Yeah, do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. You do it in a heartbeat. Really, well, you got a new really podcast good. Coming out. It's out. Jeremiah Wonders.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
that's
just
really
dropped
good.
The 14th episode today. So I've been doing that for a few months at the beginning of the year.
So check that out. And you're doing a new comedy music album with our buddy Pat Regan, who's.
Yeah.
We'll have to have him on this.
We got
to
have him on too.
God, doesn't it feel good to be so busy doing comedy?
I love it. I'm super grateful. So yeah, I'm always trying to spin as many plates.
Yeah,
and keep
no,
going
same
as
thing
possible.
For me. I just yeah. love. I'm like, yeah, I'm busy doing comedy.
Well, I'm happy that you're here because there's something that I love more than just playing around and goofing around with you. We do it whenever we hang out, and that is exactly what this show's all about. We got one great story that's sent to us from our friends. Look, the world's getting dumber. I know you know that, and the only way we can combat it is through comedy, and so our friends sent a story. We haven't heard it. You haven't heard it. Dan's got it.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
The headline alone is so deep. Man found naked in helicopter after driving car into lake.
What?
Right?
This feels like a character that you would play, Jeremiah.
It sounds like the opening of Magnolia. Surely this is not one of them those things. This like, can't be.
Were there
one
frogs
of
raining
things.
Down? Man found naked in helicopter after driving car.
Some would call this a
lake.
Coincidence. Some would call this happenstance.
Look, by the way, helicopter so small, there's nowhere to like go. Get naked in a helicopter, you just end up in
well,
a
no, home. You were naked before you got to the helicopter. And how convenient was it? He's like, I just drove my car into the lake. I need somewhere to hide. Oh, great. There's that helicopter over there.
How many getaway vehicles are not functional for you?
Exactly. Guys, I got to fly the hell out of here. Let me hop in this helicopter.
This is also one of those times where I'm like, they do these stories where I'm like, how recently had that person been playing Grand Theft Auto?
No idea.
You know what I mean? Where they're like, oh, I'll do this, and then I'll go do this. Uh-huh. And they just keep mm-hmm. going for mm-hmm. it. They don't care about the mm-hmm. flashing stars.
Nope.
This was sent in by Kelsey Moore, at Kelsey Moore. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank
K-E-L-E-S-E-A-M-O-O-R-E. A Glasgow man is accused of multiple felony charges after Warren County Sheriff's deputy said the man drove a stolen vehicle into a lake at Basil Griffin Park. He was later found naked inside a helicopter at Aviation Heritage Park.
So this is Glasgow.
So
this is
separate.
Scotland.
No.
It's Bowling Green is the newspaper. Bowling Green Daily News.
Bowling Green, Michigan?
No, Bowling Green, Ohio.
Bowling Green, Ohio?
Yeah, maybe Ohio.
Look, here's the thing. He was naked in one location, and then he showed up at another location.
He brought his nakedness over.
Yes.
Have you guys ever had the urge to do the helicopter with your penis while being inside of a helicopter?
Not as much as this guy, apparently. Yeah. This guy needed to see that.
I think that was the first thing that he did is he started spinning his sleeve.
That was also the early draft of Inception. Inside. Doing that inside the thing
as he's
you're
helicoptering
in.
His penis inside of a stopped helicopter, he said, what came first?
Right.
And is this a dream?
Deputies were called to the park at 2:03 p.m. on a Sunday.
Ooh.
A Sunday Ooh. Afternoon craziness.
So did that start Saturday night?
Or Friday night?
Or did church get wild that Sunday?
We go to church and we get wild.
Who here really believes?
Take your clothes off.
That's a weird way of testifying.
It is. Jesus. But he's bringing people to his word.
Let's bring people in.
On Sunday, after someone reported a man drove a vehicle into the water, according to a news release from the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
A witness at the boat ramp saw, which to me, I just hope there's just people who hang out by the boat ramp.
So many witnesses.
Honey, yes. Where are you going tonight?
I'm just going down to
the boat ramp.
Yeah, this boat ramp, you know, I just like to watch things down there.
We got kids and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I saw this frog that keeps popping up out of the water.
Okay, but I mean, not like anything's going to happen.
I named him Billy. He's become one of my good friends.
It's not like anything's going to happen at the boat ramp.
Well, I don't know. You never know. Like, sometimes the frog catches
Daddy,
some flies.
Daddy, I need popcorn.
Man, will you shut up? I'm just trying to watch this frog.
Don't tell our kid to shut up.
Okay, I didn't mean to.
Don't tell our kid to shut
up. Sorry, it was just a guttural reaction. It just came out of me. I didn't mean to. I'm not trying to be like a bad dad or nothing. I'm just trying to watch this frog down the way, okay?
Gutturally.
Bad dad.
I'm trying to be a bad dad.
You are a bad dad.
I'm not a bad dad.
You're a bad dad.
No, you're a bad dad. You're a bad mother.
I'm a bad dad. I'm a mom.
No, okay.
You're a bad dad
that guy
is
later
something
on.
He has said to other people
right.
who are not parents.
Yeah, right. Clearly kids. No,
you're
a bad dad.
Dad.
Later on, like.
I hate you, Dad. No, you're a bad dad. Hey, can I just walk these frogs in peace? What's going on here?
Later on, that guy through drunken beer tears is like. Call me a bad dad. Still hanging. Hey, yeah.
I'm a bad dad.
And he says it to like, everybody in the bar, none of which he's there with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a bad dad.
Yeah.
Sir.
The bartender's like, do you want to order another drink?
I am not a bad dad.
Ain't no bad dad. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Sir, you've eaten all of our peanuts and cashews here. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, I guess I'm just a bad dad.
Excuse me while the bad dad walks out.
this person's hanging. Bad dad is hanging down by the boat, the boat landing, the boat ramp.
Boat ramp.
Saw a man get out of the vehicle and went to assist him. The man, later identified as Travis Smiley.
Not Travis Smiley.
No.
I
know.
PBS
so this,
interview.
This is how you give this guy one R.
One R.
Yep.
The guy,
changes
one R,
everything.
One R for the recessive gene of stupidity.
Yeah. One R.
And he's taken everything
Travis
that Travis
Smiley, one of the smartest, well-spoken, well-read.
Who will now be like, he'll Google himself.
And
Travis
this
Smiley and this
is
dumbass is going to come up.
Did you mean Travis? Like,
no.
What the hell?
No, Travis Smiley. So I'm going down to see a symposium at the museum and Travis Smiley. So Travis Smiley?
Right.
No.
Why would that guy
Travis
be speaking?
Travis Bad Dad Smiley?
No. Travis. Oh.
Which, so wait.
Yes.
I think that Travis actually sounds way more redneck.
Yeah,
than Travis.
Yeah.
So that guy, I mean, I think people are going to mix these up.
Of course they are.
Hey, listen, I'm just a simple Travis just trying to,
nope,
trying to work around.
You're Travis. Hey,
you're Travis.
Oh, no, I'm Travis?
Yeah, you're Travis.
Oh, wait, I thought my parents named me Travis.
No, Travis Smiley is a host
of a
political
very,
show.
Very, very popular host
political
of a PBS
show on PBS.
Are you saying I'm not well-read?
No, we're just
I
saying you're not Travis Smiley.
If you call me a bad dad, I will slit your throat.
Wait,
right
well, slow down.
That would be the sign, that you are a
Meanwhile,
bad dad.
But isn't Tavis Smiley not the bad dad? He's the guy who went in the water.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So I love
we
that
just,
we're not
we just ended up making
that.
Travis. Travis.
In
also
this town,
a bad
no
dad.
One wants to be called a bad dad.
Listen, fatherhood is the most important thing in this town.
I think
okay?
a lot of people in this town don't want to be called a dad. The man later identified
call me a dad.
Travis Smiley of Glasgow ran from the scene, according to the release.
So he's
the,
naked.
The witness went into the water to check for other occupants of the vehicle. So bad dad, original bad dad.
Went in
and was like, I'm going to make sure there's nobody else in that car, which is pretty
amazing.
Responsible.
Heroic.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good dad move.
That is a good dad move.
He wants to earn some good dad points. I get it.
There were no other. I have to take a drink, and I'm not going to be bashful about it because
no,
I want
speak
dumb
it out.
People town to hear me.
I think right. I think it's allergies right now.
Here we go. I'm back, guys.
Good
I'm back.
Dan, not bad Dan.
Yeah, right. The witness went into the water to check for other occupants of the vehicle. There were no occupants found. Deputies found Travis Smiley a short distance away after they said he forced entry into the maintenance hangar at the Aviation Heritage Park in an area where a helicopter is being restored. Which means it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
If you're going to choose your helicopter, choose one that flies.
So wait, he ran in there with clothes on and then took them off so that he would not be identified?
According to Travis Smiley's arrest citation, deputies found some wet clothes in a trash can. At what point are you like, what can I do so they won't recognize me?
I will take my clothes and throw them in this trash can that they can easily find.
So now I'm a naked guy that no one will suspect.
Right. But when you get naked, so he clearly wasn't carrying a wallet, or did he just throw that away?
I mean, come on.
What do you do with your wallet when you decide to get naked?
Probably the same thing you did with the flip phone. Yeah. Just toss
just
it.
Pitch it.
Wow. Yeah.
He doesn't want to have any idea.
Hey, man,
on
you throw. Look, you throw that Nokia pebble into the into the lake that you drove your car into, it's going to make ripples.
Deputies saw wet footprints around the helicopter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is like a straight-up Scooby-Doo episode.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, this is the easiest mystery to solve ever, and I love how the police department is giving itself so much credit here.
Like that we got to the bottom
so we
of
saw this. The wet footprints, and we knew we were in the right area.
We were heading in the right direction. We just knew we needed to work harder.
Right. Also, do you think the cops... Like when I walk in, hey man, look how good of a cop I am. Found the clothes in the garbage can. The other cop's like, yeah, look how good of a cop I am. See these wet footprints?
Yeah.
We're great cops. We're just good at what we do.
I mean, should we be on a bigger level here? I feel like we need to, like, are we FBI and we don't know it?
Yeah, exactly. Smiley. Well, okay, so deputy saw the wet footprints around the helicopter. Ooh. Travis Smiley was found naked and hiding in the tail of the aircraft and had to be forcibly removed from it.
So he's in the tail of a helicopter?
By the way,
yes.
That's always fun.
That's
when you're
dope.
Like, oh, we got to now get this guy out of here.
I know.
Sir, come out. And he's
so
like,
the tail
no.
is where they keep the luggage?
Yeah, the tail, I think, is where they keep luggage.
There's an opening.
My helicopter knowledge is very limited.
Have you ever been in a helicopter before?
No, I
Have
haven't.
You guys?
Never.
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 I've been in like a 5-person plane before,
yes.
those tiny ones.
I've sat in a plane that you get in and it's like a car. It's scary. I got into a plane like that in Australia and flew from Cairns to this little island, and it was so windy.
Like a little 6-seater thing?
It was a car, Dan. It was 5-seater. It was pilot, someone could sit next to them, shotgun, and then...
Where'd you sit?
I sat in the back seat right behind him in the middle, and I thought I was going to die.
Yep.
I actually was convinced I was going to die.
See, because when you fly commercially... It's so big.
Yeah, you don't
there's
feel.
A you can kind of detach yourself from the fact of how you're up in the air.
Even if you're afraid of heights, you look out the window, that doesn't seem real. It seems like you're watching it on a screen, like, whatever.
But
I'm
assuming, having not done it, that you guys are alluding to the fact that when you're in one of those swamps, you are in the air. Like, you're like, we are. There's
so, Dan,
Dan,
how do you fly? Because you... Because so when Dan is we did this thing, this project called Scholars and Stripes, where we went around and did stand up in various towns.
It's our Audible
project. And on the
I remember you guys recording that like
last year. We did it with you. We interviewed you in Tulsa.
Yeah, in Tulsa. So then
we made the final cut.
Yeah. So when we went to St. Louis, Dan came with us and featured for us, and we went up in the arch. And there's this like tiny egg elevator that travels up the leg of the arch.
Dan sits
Not
down
an
in
elevator.
It.
It's like a shuttle pod.
It's tiny, and Dan sits down and is like, sits down for a second. He's like, I'm out. This is, I know my limitations. I know my limits.
We're
I'm
like, Dan, get back here. And you're like, nope.
And it's just because there's nowhere to go. But on a plane, there's nowhere to go either.
Right.
But
well,
you
there's
just,
two things.
What?
One, I can move around.
Okay, fine.
Two,
you can stand up and walk around.
You have to do it.
Okay.
So, and I also don't intend to freak out.
That makes sense.
But that's the thing is, I was like, I could stay in that pod. And I could have just mentaled
toughed
my
it
way
out.
Through
yeah,
it. But I would
out.
Have not enjoyed any
yeah.
of it.
You're absolutely
and
right.
Then,
knowing that you had to come
not,
back down.
This is going
to
sound, maybe this is where it gets a little crazy, what you were digging for. I tend to always sit in the exit row.
Sure.
Because I do know I could open that door if I had to.
You had to get out, which would be the dumbest thing in the world to jump out of an open.
I know, but like, there's a part of me that I literally think, let's say it crashed.
You just want to know I could get out.
Like a hard landing, like we're crashed.
You
right?
could get out of that door.
I can get out.
That's right.
I can get out right now. I'm not stuck like
so Dan,
waiting for people.
Not helping other people. Wow. He just wants to get out himself.
Well, that's right, my fine. Job. You got to clear the aisle.
I hear you, Dan. All right, so this guy's in the back.
You're right, though. You are close enough to me that
sir,
you
do you accept the responsibility of sitting in the exit row and caring for other people? Oh yeah, sure.
Not a problem. All you're accepting is that you open that goddamn door.
Yo,
you want me on that door.
The door.
You want me on that door.
You need me on that door.
Open the door, Van Kirk. Van Kirk.
So, yeah, Van Kirk would be a great name for like an 80s cop show.
Van Kirk.
Van Kirk in my office now. You've burned your last.
My last day of being a federal agent, I asked them if they would. Like, demand my badge, and they were like, no, just leave it right there. Yeah, yeah. Like, also,
Dan was a federal agent.
Yeah, for like a year.
For a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you a federal agent working for Marshals to see who stole stuff?
No, my FBI ID number was 0758. I had top level national security clearance.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah. Jay knows this.
I know this, but I didn't realize. Yeah.
You know you're in the wrong field as a federal agent whenever you're leaving and you're like, can we do a bit?
I just need this.
I need this as a story.
For me.
Can you demand my badge, please?
Yeah. So, yeah, I just did background checks and stuff like that.
You're like,
can I just say
I'm too old for this shit?
Yeah.
Just to somebody.
Can I flip a desk over or something?
Come on.
I need this.
Jack Phillips was my boss, and he was the best. Still to this day, best boss I've ever had.
Yep, Jack Phillips.
He was like, I remember I got dumped while I was working there, and I was so sad.
Yeah.
And he was like, you got your heart broke. And I go, I guess.
Sorry.
And he's like, you're sad about it. And I go, yeah. And he's like, all right, so take today, be sad, and then tomorrow. Let's get over it.
I'm sorry. That's Jack, awesome. Are you doing a background check on my love life?
I know. Jack Phillips.
I would have liked if he just keeps telling you obvious things like, you don't like this much, do you?
No, I don't like it.
Yeah. It's probably going to take you some time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... It probably will take.
You're probably not going to find another woman, are you?
No, I hope I did. Where's this going?
Jack Phillips was just like the not... He was so... He was a 20-year state trooper, then 20-year like investigator for the IRS, doors IRS stuff.
Amazing.
And then he ended up with the Office of Personnel Management.
Now he works for Century 21.
I wonder what he does now. Jack Phillips.
And then he actually worked for Century 21, and now he works for Forever 21. Yeah. So he's just moved up.
He keeps going.
He just goes down the line. Yeah. So this guy's in the tail.
He's in the tail of
the
aircraft.
Thing.
Had to be forcibly removed from it. Well, I would be like,
what if there was a store called Forever Century 21, and they just sold like.
Jackets,
gold blazers
for teens.
Yes. Be careful, that could become hip.
Got it.
Forever Century 21.
You will miss out.
It's like Werther's and the like that are built into the pockets.
Yeah.
Smiley told deputies someone was trying to kill him, according to the citation.
Yeah.
He also said that he used methamphetamine about a week ago and appeared to be under the influence of a drug. Is that a week long?
He probably started a week ago.
I think it
and
felt like
going.
A week.
Yeah.
Like
right?
He took it that morning and he's like,
it's been a week, man.
It's been a week, bro.
I've lived a week in this day.
Yeah.
By the way, what did
I haven't seen my kids in years.
Yesterday. You saw them yesterday.
Wait, what?
Are you trying to say I'm a bad dad?
No, man.
No.
You're a good driver. Get back in the back of the helicopter.
He told deputies someone had been inside the truck with him. Travis Smiley was taken into custody. Mm-hmm. Because of the water temperature, Smiley was taken to the medical center for treatment before being logged into the Warren County Regional Jail, according to the citation.
The triangle of life.
I told you it was cold.
You want to hear where the cops start to get dumb?
Yeah.
After medical treatment, as deputies were trying to leave with Travis Smiley, he said he needed to use the restroom at the hospital and was allowed to do so. This motherfucker, sorry if kids were listening to that part, but he has driven into a lake, said, my day's still going.
Yeah.
Got naked, broken into an aviation place. Day's still going.
Had to be forcibly taken out of the
helicopter.
What is the protocol for that, by the way? Like prying a naked man out of the tail
you
of a helicopter.
You can use whatever you got.
Is it gloves? A lot of gloves. Double gloves.
Taser. I would always say go with a net. Let them fight it out like a toddler.
Pull
wear
him
themselves
by
out.
His penis.
Yeah.
So a cigarette.
So they get him out, and they're like, he's like, "Hey, man, I'm gonna go to the bathroom."
Yeah,
nice visual of that was perfect. I imagine the 80s, yeah, just like
cigarette machine.
Van Kirk smoking a cigarette.
I think I'm gonna have to quit. Yeah. Open this door.
Yes. So yeah, he says to the cops, "Cool, if I use the bathroom," and they're like, "Sure."
Yeah.
No, you're. I know it's not great. You know, being a cop is not easy. But sometimes you got to go into the bathroom.
You got to go with them.
With the person. I
go with my kids.
By the way, what are you going to see that you haven't already seen in a helicopter?
There you go.
Guy was naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he says, "Can I go?" They say, "Yep, you're allowed to do so."
Officers, could I please just get a little bit of privacy?
Look, okay. You already got the TS, okay? TS been gotten.
Yeah.
How about I just...
Let's be civil here, yeah, okay? Right. We're all humans.
What am I going to
go anywhere?
What's the worst thing?
There's not a window or anything.
He's not going to go anywhere.
A deputy heard a loud crash in the restroom. Hospital security arrived. They already have cops there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
And unlocked the bathroom where a deputy found Travis Smiley on the floor and noticed that a ceiling tile had been removed. A damaged paper towel dispenser had been ripped from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Deputies believe Travis Smiley was trying to escape custody.
Breakfast Club style.
Yep. Through the bathroom ceiling.
Through the roof.
And the towel dispenser fell when he put his weight on it. So he stood up on the towel dispenser. That breaks off the wall. He goes straight to the ground.
Anyway,
I missed it. What is it?
That's the music that's playing as Judd Nelson is like crawling on the thing, and he starts
to jump.
Man walks into a bar with a duck.
Travis hits the ground.
Of course.
The vehicle driven by Travis Smiley was pulled from the lake and had been reported stolen in Barron County, according to the police. Travis Smiley was taken into custody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never watch PBS ever again because of this. No.
Yeah. Travis Smiley is charged with first-degree wanton endangerment, third-degree escape, operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol or drugs, receiving stolen property, first-degree criminal mischief, tampering with physical evidence, resisting arrest, third-degree burglary, and third-degree criminal mischief. He racked it up.
Dude, I can't believe Travis Smiley did all this. That is just...
No, Travis.
Smiley. In my mind, it was Travis Smiley
the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys, and we'll get out on this. How old is Travis Smiley?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Oh, man. You want to go first, Tig, or third? Tig was in the between the two of us.
Tig goes second.
What do you want to do?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I feel like he is 59.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Only old people like know to get into a helicopter.
Yes.
Like I think young people
you gotta have
understand.
Some knowledge. Yeah.
You gotta have a little bit of knowledge.
I like where he's going. I'm gonna say 51.
51 years old.
44.
44.
Yeah. None of us think he's young.
Travis Smiley, the man who could not be deterred by driving into a lake, getting naked, getting pulled out of a helicopter that didn't work,
right,
and then also falling to the ground after trying to climb out of a bathroom, is 36 years old.
Oh, wow.
That was in the
he's still in his prime.
I know. He still has about 10 years left before he dies.
That's prospect age.
That's amazing. All right, there you go. That's a mini down in the books. Thank you for listening to this. Jeremiah Watkins, follow you on Twitter and on your great Instagram follow, too.
I love that follow. Thanks.
At
Jeremiah Standup.
I saw you skateboarding the other day on your Instagram. That was super cool. And listen to his podcast, Jeremiah Wonders. And just
check him out on The Roast Battle. Check him out on Goddamn Comedy Jam. He's amazing on all the things that he does.
You're a delight, man.
And oh, shit. We gotta get back to work. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.